Hi, friends. It's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War-era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Realm presents Adegaz Media Production, The Dark Tome, Season 2, Episode 5, Mr. Carter's Story by Fred Greenhalgh.
Oh, Cassie, it is so good to see you.
Don't smile at me like that. You called the cops on me, just like everyone else.
I covered for you as long as I could, but it was hard, Cassie. You disappeared. Everyone was worried.
None more than my dear old guidance counselor.
I knew something like this would happen to you.
Something like what?
Don't you know?
No, I don't. And I would love anyone to tell me what is going on in my life right now.
Take a seat. Come on, Cassie. I'm not going to hurt you. I tried to warn you about that book.
You warned me about Mr. Gussie.
It's the same thing. Here. Listen to this.
In the intervening years since Ricci's death, rumors have surfaced that the Dark Tome still exists. That it was found at an estate sale. That it was discovered by a teenage witch, was in the hands of a powerful cabal. Or housed safely in the secret archives of the Vatican. But like its enigmatic origins, there may be no truth that we can ever know about the curious history of the Dark Tome. And the evil that it foretold.
What is that?
A podcast.
How does a podcast know about the Dark Tome?
Does it matter? The word's out, which makes things very dangerous for you.
Why?
You know why. They've made it to our town.
You mean the Parabellum?
You know who they are.
So?
That puts you in great danger, Cassie.
I've been in great danger for a while. Come on, Mr. Carter.
Mr. Gussie never said a word to you about any of this? What kind of a friend was he?
Not a perfect one. But he hid me out when people came after me, which is more than I can say for my mom.
So, you want me to tell my story?
Yeah.
All right. What do you know about my dad?
He was Billy, right?
Billy, yeah. Billy. Only thing he liked better than getting on a good drunk was magic books. But you know all that already.
Mr. Gussie told me. He went to college with your dad. Mm-hmm. They hunted magic books together. Your dad got obsessed.
Well, that's one way to put it. Look, I never really knew my dad. He died when I was 7.
Bummer.
No, not really. He deserved everything he got. Everything that happened that night.
Which night?
The night my mom left him. October 19th, 1984.
George, shh. We gotta go, honey.
Mommy?
Come on, honey. We don't have much time.
Why are we going in the middle of the night?
Doesn't matter. Come on. I already packed your bag.
Do you have Teddy?
Yeah, I got Teddy right here. Come on.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Don't worry, George.
Can I hold Teddy?
Once we get to the car.
Please, Mommy.
George.
Please.
Okay, here he is.
Hi.
What the hell is going on out here?
George, run!
What the hell are you doing, woman?
We're leaving you, Billy.
Like hell you are, George. You get back here right now.
No, Daddy.
What have you done to my boy?
George, go.
No one's going anywhere. Me and my granddaddy's gun says no one is leaving this house tonight. Do you understand me, Brenda?
Let George go, Billy. He's just a kid.
Just... what kind of kid looks at me with that evil in his eyes? Don't you see it?
You're drunk, Billy. Go to sleep.
I may be drunk, but I see clearer than you do, Brenda. Clearer than you ever will. I've seen worlds you wouldn't believe until that asshole broke my head!
No one did anything to your head but you, Billy!
Daddy, you're scaring me!
Shut up, you little twerp! I know you were in my things, Brenda. The lighter's missing. I know you stole it.
Billy, it's a lighter!
Not just any lighter, baby. A lighter that ruined my life! Ruined my whole goddamn life! And now it's gonna ruin yours.
Please... just let us go, Billy. We'll get you help.
I don't want any help. I want the Dark Tome. I want magic.
Daddy, please.
Would someone make that twerp just shut up?
He spun on me with the double-barreled shotgun, and that's when my mother made her move. One of my father's vodka bottles was in her hand, and it came from behind her, swinging. As the glass exploded, I saw my mother's other hand flick across the surface of a gold lighter. And suddenly my father's face roared up into flames.
Whoa! Oh, God!
Don't look, Mom. We gotta go. Come on, George.
I froze to the spot, watching the flames climb up him as his knees buckled, the shotgun falling to the stairs. I would have stayed there all night, even as the place burned to the ground. Except my mother grabbed me, and I was thrown into the back seat of a station wagon and out of the only home I'd ever known. It took 8 towns to put out that fire. It was a fire so fierce, word in town was a demon started it. The old-timers joked it fed off of Billy's rage, burned on all the dark, pent-up emotions that haunted that apartment building. One flick of a lighter and everything that was my father lit up like fireworks on the 4th of July. One flick of this lighter.
That lighter?
It's a classic Zippo. Collectible. But not magic.
There's writing on it. W.G.
Yep, W.G. Wilbur Gussie.
Mr. Gussie's lighter?
Yeah, that's a question, isn't it? How did my father end up with Gussie's lighter? I suppose you figured it out by now.
No.
Yeah, well, it is a little bit of a mystery, isn't it? It took me until I was in high school, right about your age, before I got any answers.
Oop, little son.
Hello?
Goose that ain't even...
Hello?
Hey! Didn't see you come in. You know anything about this, World Wide Web thing?
Like AOL?
Yeah, that's it. They sent me one of these... CD-ROM thing. I finally decided I'd get myself a computer.
Oh, for what? Playing games?
For the bookstore. You're the only person who stepped in this shop all week. Mm. A used store like mine and just can't keep up with that shiny new Borders out by the mall. So I got thinking maybe I can go about things a different way. Someone told me these things are called... forums, right? Mm-hmm. Where the people go online and get to talking with each other, all sorts of stuff, including old books.
Uh-huh.
I say to myself, well, maybe I could get to talking there too, let people know about some of the books I stumbled across over the years. If someone wants to buy a book, they can mail me a check, and I'd send them the book, my mail. Wouldn't even have to come in the store. You think it'll work?
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
Well, maybe. Maybe I just blew $2,000 I can't afford to spend, maybe. Well, we'll see. How can I help you? I take it you didn't come here to help me figure out this modem.
No, I wanted to talk about this.
Oh, looks like a lighter to me.
W.G. What does that stand for?
Well, got wasted gold, worthy goose.
How about Wilbur Gussie?
Wilbur Gussie. Who's ever heard of a Wilbur Gussie?
The Registry of Deeds on the title of this bookshop.
You're a better student than I took you for. So, you have a lighter that coincidentally has letters engraved on it that some very far-fetched person might suggest are my initials, whatever.
How come I have your lighter?
I think that's a $1 million question, son.
Well, I stole this out of my mom's jewelry box, and she got it from my dad.
Is that right?
Billy. You remember Billy, don't you?
Billy. Billy. You know, that name might ring a bell.
How did Billy get your lighter?
Hey, you got a temper, don't you? Just like your old man. You want to watch out for that.
Please, look. My mother won't tell me anything. I wake up at night still remembering the way he looked when we ran away that night. Him going down the stairs, waving that shotgun around. He looked like he was possessed. Something was inside of him.
That there was. I seen that thing myself. That's why I tried to save your dad. I'm sorry I couldn't. I'm real sorry.
Yeah, well, my mom always talked about how you and he would go out looking for magic books. That's some sort of code, right? For drinking?
What kind of answer are you looking for?
The truth.
The truth? Might be hard to swallow.
I don't care. It's my right.
It is. But it's also what drove your dad to destruction. I don't want that for you.
That's my decision, not yours.
Well, then take a seat. This might have to be a show-don't-tell kind of exercise, because if all I did was tell you, you wouldn't believe me. Before we get started, lock the door.
What?
Don't want no intruders when we go on our little adventure.
Adventure? What do you mean, adventure?
I'm going to introduce you to a little book called The Dark Tome.
He took you into the world of the Dark Tome?
Yeah, he did. I just as soon forget the story he took me through. I understood at last what drove my father mad. When you're inside the stories, you feel alive. You have power. You can reshape your mind. You can reshape the world. But it doesn't come for free, does it, Cassie?
No.
I can see it in your face. It's starting to cost you something. But you have no idea what it cost me. I forgot about it myself, blocked it all out. Yeah, sometimes magic is kind like that, allows you to forget the things you've done, but then sometimes, years later, some random event hits you like a lightning bolt, and some door you kept long hidden blasts open like you packed 2,000 pounds of dynamite behind it. For me, it was the prom.
The prom? What about it?
That's when you went missing. And that's when I screwed up my life. All those years ago.
How so?
There's so much expectation built up around prom, you know? Especially in my time, for boys. We were expected to be masters of a universe we didn't understand. A universe I never really got to orbit until I got to college.
You mean sex?
Yeah. Yeah, sex.
Okay. What does this have to do with the Dark Tome?
Well, I wasn't a master of any sexual universe, but I knew something of the Dark Tome, so I decided to take my date, Grace, to the bookshop. I thought I'd show her a good time, something like she'd never seen before. Boy, did it work.
Okay, come on. Watch your step. Okay. Okay, you gotta check this out.
You got me drunk and took me to a bookstore, George?
Yeah. No, this isn't any regular book, Grace. Believe me, no, it's magic.
It's magic.
No, okay, shh. Look, if you could go anywhere you could ever want, where would you go?
Not a bookstore.
Oh, go on. No, but books are the gateway to imagination, Grace. For real.
You sound like a guidance counselor.
Oh, yuck. Okay, come on. Okay, listen. How about Greece? Did you ever want to go to Greece?
Greece?
Yeah.
What's in Greece?
Well, let's find out. Come on. Okay, look. He keeps in the basement.
In the basement?
Yeah, under this trapdoor. Come on.
George.
No, just trust me on this. Okay, watch your step.
This is a little weird, George.
Look, there.
What?
See it?
Yeah, it's a book. This place is full of books.
Yeah, but there's only one like this one.
Oh. George, can we go back upstairs, please? I thought you were taking me to the ledge.
Wait, just look what happens. Huh. It's just a book, right?
Mm-hmm.
But look what happens when I talk to it.
What?
Hey, Dark Tome, wake up!
I don't know what horror movie made you think this was a good idea, but... It's humming.
I told you!
Stop that, George.
No, it just does that. Yes, for effect. Okay. Now, book... Take us somewhere cool.
Cool, my boy? It's only hot down here.
Who the hell are you?
You know who I am, sonny boy.
What, Dad?
George, what the hell?
I remember the look on your face when your bitch mama lit me on fire with my own vodka, no less. I think you smiled. Didn't you smile, George?
No, Dad. No, Dad. You can't be here. You can't be in the book.
Let's get out of here, George. Now.
I wouldn't do that.
Don't touch me!
Oh, I'll do more than that, sweet cheeks.
No, Dad!
You wanted a story, little boy. I've got a story for you. A story that will rock your socks.
Dad, you get off her! Stop it! Please stop!
It's pulling me in!
Can't stand the heat? Don't play with fire. Isn't that what they say? Come on. Daddy misses his boy.
I stood there, adrift, halfway between the real world and another world. A world where my father lived. Or at least where a thing who spoke with my father's voice lived. I stared into this gateway and knew hell. Knew it for the place where my father was banished and would forever dwell.
George! George, where are you?
Grace!
We're all together again!
Stay in hell by your lonesome, Billy!
Back in the bookshop?
You trying to get yourself killed along with the whole damn world while you're at it?
It was my dad. He was...
You don't know all the worlds that book touches. Out there, there are creatures. They want to sneak through, and they wait until some knucklehead teenager half-drunk on cheap beer opens up the doorway. Them creatures, they'd suck you dry just like a spider eating a fly.
You made it stop.
Let's get you upstairs to bed.
Where's Grace?
Like
Grace.
I said.
Where?
Upstairs.
Where's
bed.
Okay.
Gussie and I never talked again about what happened that night. And what really happened? What I hold in my mind and what the world thinks happened are two different things.
What do you mean?
Grace. me see. I have an old newspaper clipping.
Teenager dead in prom night tragedy. May 4th, 1999. Horror struck last night when high school senior Grace Winston lost control of her vehicle on the Blackwoods Road while driving home from the prom. Grace, 18, was pronounced dead at the scene. Oh my God, there are pictures.
I never had to confess to anything because, according to the world, it never happened.
And you and Mr. Gussie never talked about it.
What was there to talk about? What happened, happened, and no one was going to believe us if we tried to come clean, so what I did is I tried to forget about it. I took up drinking, just like my father. I found harder stuff. I found a way to blank out what happened, and it worked. Yeah, it worked so well, I lived the next 6 years in a near total blackout. Up until the morning I woke up in the hospital. They put me in rehab, made me sober up, but that was okay. By then, I'd blocked off every memory of Grace, buried her in a box in my head that my sober me could pretend was the product of a cocaine delusion. I believed what they said about succumbing to a higher power. That higher power told me I needed to help people. I followed that voice, and it brought me back to Simpson Falls. Cassie, I'm pretty sure they brought me back so I could help you.
You really are a guidance counselor.
Please, Cassie, I wouldn't listen to advice when I was your age, but maybe you will. Let's burn that book right now.
You want to burn it?
You know it's the only way.
I know you screwed up and got some girl killed. And now I'm supposed to hand the book over to you? No, thank you. I'm out of here.
Cassie, stop! The Parabellum will stop at nothing until they get you.
What aren't you telling me, Mr. Carter? What if something actually made it through the gate that night? What if that something got into you?
I didn't want it to go like this.
What's happening? Who turned off the lights?
Here, take the lighter. Do it fast, before they get here.
They? Did you rat me out, Mr. Carter?
Just do it, Cassie!
Okay, you can't fight them, Cassie, but you can at least destroy what they want. Here, take it.
I flip open the cap of the lighter, flick the wheel, and a small red flame spits out. I stare at the dancing flame, thinking of all the things that unfolded in my life since I encountered the Dark Tome. The anger begins to ripple out of me, prickling the hair on my skin, like the moment right before lightning breaks a thunderstorm. And just like a bolt of lightning, I'm ready to crack.
Is this the choice you really wish to make?
Who?
Come with me, and I'll tell you my story first.
The book.
Will you come?
Cassie! Cassie, come back!
Naughty girl. Stop her.
No, careful. She's going into the book. You can't stop her now.
I don't remember this rule.
If you separate them now, they'll both be lost.
Oh. Well, I can bide my time.
Yes.
You've been listening to The Dark Tome, a Degas Media production presented by Realm, produced by Fred Greenhalgh and William DeVries. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos and transcripts at thedarktome.com. That's thedarktome.com.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella. Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.